This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The tentative deals that brought an end to the six-week strike by the United Auto Workers are expected to bring collective bargaining power to workers at new electric battery plants owned by the automakers jointly. But the deals could also make electric vehicles even less profitable for the companies at a time when sales are not going as planned. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Electric vehicle sales have been growing, just not as quickly as hoped, says Sam Abu El-Samed, an analyst at Guidehouse Insights.
A lot of the projections that automakers talked about were pretty optimistic.
And now many are dialing them back. GM is scrapping its target of producing about 500,000 new EVs by the middle of next year. Ford extended its timeline to hit a goal of 600,000 EVs a year, and even Tesla sees demand softening. Abu El-Samed says electric cars are a harder sell, in part because of prices.
It's actually become somewhat more of an issue in the past year or so, even though prices of a lot of EVs have come down.
Fewer models are eligible for full EV tax credits under the terms of the Inflation Reduction Act, and car loans have higher interest rates. That makes it harder to reach mainstream consumers, says Michelle Krebs at Cox Automotive.
Early on, the EVs were purchased by affluent technology adopters, and we've kind of run through those.
Not everyone owns a home where they can install a charger. Like Matt Wheeler. He just paid off his Volkswagen Jetta and had been considering an electric car for his next purchase.
It made it seem like it's not the right decision for me at this time, even though in an ideal world, I'd love to make it.
Wheeler lives in an apartment, parks on the street, and isn't sure he can depend on public charging where he lives in Providence, Rhode Island. While charging infrastructure has expanded, it's still not exactly reliable in many places, says Ethan Elkind at UC Berkeley.
I think some of that is a victim of the success we've had with EV uptake. And so the chargers are getting more used, and the more they're used, the more they're going to break down.
He says billions in federal funding for charging infrastructure, plus a move by Tesla to open up its charging network, should help ease these growing pains. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.